Romans chapter 13. I want to read like the last five verses, beginning in verse 9. Yep. Oh, I may not have turned it on. I just put it in my pocket. Yep. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And beginning in verse 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now the context of this reading is about how important love is. It's vital. It's necessary. This whole chapter is Paul's statement on how important love, agape, which is of God, is. Works are important. Works are ordained. Works are foreordained. But love is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 puts it this way, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and then goes on. But the first one he lists is love. And guess what? Same guy wrote this. The Apostle Paul. Love is the first gift listed, and it's not coincidence. Works without love is as dead as faith without works. That's what James said. And that's what Paul's saying here. Without love, I am nothing. Paul considered this very seriously, and so did John. Why? Because love is of God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Then he kept on, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Those that love know God, those that do not love don't know God. That's what it says. That's what it says. It doesn't matter what you do. Because without love, you don't know God. And without love, you have no proof that God knows you. Knowing is what I want to talk about today, not love. But I had to do that because that's the context of this. And this is where Paul throws this in. Because right before he says, we know in part and we prophesy in part, he says, charity never faileth. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But love never fails. Now, in that statement, I believe he's talking about those gifts. Prophecies fail. The gift of prophecies. Tongues fail. The gift of tongues. And the word of knowledge shall vanish. Now, you can turn on your television and you can see all three of those done very badly, very incorrectly, and lying. Because they're there. Because they don't understand that some of these things were done away with.
Right.
We have this book right now.
Yeah.
We have this book. The Word of God. Yeah. Now, Paul wasn't saying a prophecy that doesn't come true is not said to fail. It's a prophecy. A prophecy that doesn't come true is a lie. Amen. And I've heard some of the word of knowledge that they used to put out on the 700 Club and the PTL Club, and that's just garbage. There's somebody out there named John whose leg is bothering him, and now it's healed. I have a word of knowledge. No, you're making up stuff. That's what they're doing. Now, there may be some guy out there named John whose leg just got healed, but that's got nothing to do with what they're making up. And that's what they're counting on. It's like that guy who sent me, I asked for it, I don't know why. Well, mainly because I was stupid. It was 30 years ago. Guy sent me his book on prophecy and his book on, I predict, 1984. And the number one prophecy for 1984 he predicted was unrest in the Middle East. And doggone, he was right. This is what passes for prophecy today. This is what passes for a word of knowledge today. And that's not what Paul's talking about. Anyhow, the hucksters are on TV and they're still there, but their prophecies fail, their tongues are not real, coherent language, and their word of knowledge is fake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because nothing else they say about my Lord Jesus Christ. Well, actually, they say nothing about my Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. They talk about a Jesus, but they're not talking about the Christ of the Bible. Right. This book we have. With his word in it, with his character in it, with his truth in it. That's the part they're avoiding. And they're trying to get people to believe them by making up nonsense and lying. Nothing they say about Christ or about Jesus is real or true, and neither is this other garbage they're spouting. But true love is forever. And again, that's not what I'm here to talk about. So, I want to talk about knowing. Because actually this relates back to what I was saying about faith and believing. My believing is because of his faith. Your believing, if your believing is the believing of the Bible, is because of his faith. He is the author of it, he is the finisher of it, and he is the giver of it. Amen. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And we're back at Ephesians 2:8 again. My believing is because of his faith, which Christ authored, finished, and gave to me and every other regenerated and converted child of God. I know someone. And if you believe, if God has given you faith, you know someone. And because I know someone, I know some things. Because those some things are usually about that someone. They come from the same one. It's kind of a hard thing to express. And really, for the most part, it actually, I think, is pretty much impossible to explain this in any way to someone who has not experienced it. All they understand is their definition and their thinking about the word believe. That's all they have. I used to just have that, but now I have this. I know someone. Paul wrote it here. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. We know. Believers know. The word is ginosko in Greek. Here we go. It's a prolonged primary verb. I like that. Which means to learn, to know. to come to know, to perceive, to see, to feel, to be aware of, to have knowledge, to be sure. I know. Now the Bible uses, as I've said before, the verb form of the word faith is translated believe. But as Walter stated, and I've stated, faith is the noun, and believe is the verb. And the believing, it's the same root word. The verb comes from the noun. It's more to it than just what the world uses the word believe for. It means to have the utmost confidence of something or someone. The faith is authored by Jesus Christ. It is given by Jesus Christ. And because of that faith, I believe. I know because of this faith. I know Him. It's the utmost confidence. It's not what the world thinks of as believing. I wrote something down and I can't find it here. Here it is. Well, as I said once before, people think our faith is blind. That's because their faith is blind. But faith is anything but blind. This word here, we know, it means to perceive, to see, to actually see. And to understand. They equate our believing with their believing it's going to rain. No, they think it's going to rain, but we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. They equate their believing that their favorite football team is going to win. No, they hope their football team is going to win. But we know that Christ Jesus is the Redeemer of all. We know this. And the Redeemer of all His people. Some people will say, I believe this is going to happen, whatever it is. But what that is not really even a wish or a hope. It's a guess. That's what they equate our believing to, because that's all they know. They know about their wishes, they know what they think, and they know what they're guessing. We know. Now it does say in part, and I looked at that word. That part is the Greek word meros, and it means portion. We know a portion. It's not that we half know something. We actually have a portion that He has given to us to know. We know that portion. I may not know a whole lot. I may not have a big portion, but there's a portion that I know. And He's given that to His people. And it's by revelation. We know in part, we know a portion, but we do know it. Believers come to know, come to perceive, have knowledge of Him, Jesus Christ. Our knowledge is incomplete, but we do know that portion that we do know. And you can't explain this to people. Walter and I talked about this early in our relationship. And I couldn't really explain it then. I don't know that I can explain it now. But there were times when I would read the scripture, and I still have this every now and then. Not as often, because I've read more of it already. But there were times I would read something in the scripture, And it would be exactly as if it was something I was reminding myself of. It was something that I knew before, but I didn't know before. It's that real to me that I know this word is true. And you can't explain that to people if they haven't understood it, if they haven't had it happen to them, that where you will read this verse and say, I know what he's talking about. That is exactly right. We do know in part. But you can't explain that to people because all they know is their guesses, their wishes, their hopes. That's all they know. Their thoughts. That's all they know. But if you're a child of God, and if God has given you life, if Christ has given you faith, and you have been converted, you've heard the gospel and you believed it, there are things and there is him whom you know, and they don't know, and they can't know, but we know. It's our portion. It's our part. We know it. I know deep inside myself that Jesus Christ is God. As I said last week, you can't argue some things with me. That's one of them. It is. It is, Mac. It's one of them. You can't argue me. You can't argue that Jesus Christ is not God. He was just a good teacher, you know. Well, good. If he's a good teacher, do what he says and shut up and leave me alone. I know that he is God. I know that he is Lord. I know only a portion of him that he's revealed to me. I don't know him all. Let's get to that. But I'm going to tell you something. I know it so well that it feels like a part of me. Now, I know you can't go by feelings, but it does. It is what I consider intrinsic to my being now. And even if I'm not one of his, he's still God. I have doubts about me. I can have doubts about my salvation, and I have. I worry that I'm deceived. Because if you're deceived, you don't know you're deceived, and you got problems. And there are people who are going to die deceived. There are people who are going to look at Christ and say, hey, what about us? We did this great stuff in your name. And he's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I don't want that. But I do know that he is the one, even if I don't know him, if I have no part in it. My faith, my believing is in him. He's the one, the only one. And I know that as well as I know 2 + 2 = 4. To me, it is a fact. It's not a belief in the way the world thinks of a belief. I know that Jesus Christ is God. And I know there is no other for me to believe than him. And believers do know him. John 17:3 says this, and this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That's eternal life. To know God. And that is the word genosko. I looked. If you know him, you know the Father. If you don't know him, you don't know the Father. It's that way. That's what he said. And that's what he meant. Because if you have eternal life, you know the Lord of glory. the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. How much you know about him is not certain, but there is no salvation without knowing Christ Jesus. And I will say this, there's one thing you will know about him, is that he is Lord. He is Lord. Walter, I looked at this when I said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I thought about it, I have put away childish things. Not all of them. But I am not what I used to be. I am not as ignorant as I used to be. Let's put it that way. I remember talking to Walter Pendleton and to Debbie and some others. And one thing I remember saying, and one thing I actually still keep saying, is because I didn't know much at that time. We're going back, you know, around 30 years almost. I didn't know much at that time. The one thing I could tell him, and the one thing I could tell her, and the one thing I told a lot of people, I don't know a lot about stuff. But I do know this, and I still know this now to this day, that if God does for you or anyone what he did for me, you will be saved. Because he made me to know who he was, that he was God, that he was Lord. And that I was not. I was nothing. I was that red worm Jacob. That maggot. And I needed him. And I had nowhere else to go but to him. And he put me out to Walter. He put me in a corner. I had nowhere to go. And I know that's still true today. Now, I know a little bit more than that now. I know what some of that stuff's called, Walter. Regeneration, revelation, faith, knowledge, belief. If you want to call it irresistible grace. I know what some things are called now. But I experienced it before I knew what it was called. And sometimes you'll experience it before you know what it's called. But you will know that Jesus Christ is the Lord, or you don't know him. And that he is the only one who can save and will save. I knew he could save. Now the question was, will he? That leper asked him that question. If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. I know you can. Will you? But if he brings you to that point, he will. Actually, he has, but he'll fix it so that you know it. When you hear the good news, the gospel of your salvation. But I remember that. And it's time for me to quit. I skipped over this part. I didn't pay attention. We know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Two very quick things. Paul's writing this. That which is perfect hadn't come yet. But also Paul's writing that which is perfect is coming. He's coming. And some things are going to change for the better. That portion we know is going to be added to. It's going to be added to. This book doesn't tell us everything. This book just tells us what we need to know. Yeah, and don't scratch the surface. If everything was written that could be written about Jesus Christ, I don't think the whole books of all the world could hold it. You're right. It couldn't. But there's more coming. Completeness, perfection, completeness is coming. We still don't have it yet, except in Him. But it is coming. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. But most of all, thankful for You, who have given us life, who has given us faith, who has given us love, joy, peace, understanding. Everything has come from You, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You. In Your name we pray. Amen.